Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson, reporting from the Republican National Convention in New York City. A good number of the Iowa delegates at this convention have been to conventions before, or they're elected officials or even lobbyists. Jaded or cynical might be words you'd use to describe them, but you would never use those words to describe Joni Scotter of Cedar Rapids. She's a delegate who gets tears in her eyes when she talks about attending her first convention.
It is going to be the most exciting convention ever, and I never dreamed that I could be part of it. And I am so excited and so honored to represent Lynn County. It's just the most wonderful adventure, and when you come into the city of New York, it's like, whew! Isn't it awesome?
Scotter and a friend struck out on the town Saturday night with dinner at a famous bistro, music at an exclusive club, a trip to the top of the Empire State Building, and a midnight ride on the Staten Island Ferry.
It was the most exciting thing I've ever seen in my life. Lady Liberty right off on our first night.
Scotter is so excited about the opportunity she'll have here at the convention to see party luminaries like the Governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and of course President Bush. Scotter will be sitting on the convention floor in the front with the rest of the Iowa delegates cheering her party's big shots.
You hear, you know, it's Joni from Iowa.
Joni's laugh is what distinguishes her from the rest of the delegates. You can pick Iowa GOP co-chair Leon Mosley of Waterloo out of a crowd, too, because he's wearing a big old white cowboy hat.
Nobody will give me guff about my hat.
And on Sunday, Mosley was wearing a black Marine t-shirt that read, "Bad to the Bone." From the Republican National Convention in New York City, I'm O.K. Henderson.